118.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 14 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. 46 degrees, blue skies, and sunshine. Absolutely beautiful day here in the Country Sunshine listening area. I am going to have the opportunity and privilege this morning to visit with Clarinda Regional Health Center's Emily Luke, occupational therapist with CRHC. Emily, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you this morning, Emily?
I'm so good.
It's a beautiful morning, is it not?
Yes.
Survive the storm. I don't know where you're from, Emily, but survive the storm's okay last night, hopefully.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm further closer to Omaha where I live. So,
yeah,
we were in the clear.
You're in good shape. So, absolutely beautiful. The number one most exciting thing that you're going to do today is what, Emily?
Does it have to be work-related?
Well, it can be whatever.
I'm going to go do a pickleball tournament, so
whoa.
I'm looking forward to that.
So you're a pickleball player.
I am. I love doing pickleball.
When did you get into pickleball?
I've been doing it for a few years now, but it's just like for fun, recreation. They haven't invited me to the big leagues yet, so.
Well, that's coming, Emily. That's coming. I feel it. I feel it in my bones. So, occupational therapy. April is occupational therapy month, correct?
It is. Yeah, this is my favorite month of the year.
So we're going to talk about occupational therapy, what it is, who it's for, what that means. So give me that big picture, big 30,000 foot view. When we say occupational therapy, what are we talking about?
Of course. Yes. A lot of people will ask me, I don't need OT. I have a job. I don't need to work, things like that. But really, what your occupation means is anything that's meaningful to you. So what you do on a daily basis or what you want to get back into. So we work on things like getting dressed, cooking meals, like bathing or personal care. We even work on like driving rehab, just any hobbies that you want to get back into, especially if there's any pickleball players.
Yeah.
Let me know.
There you go.
So any type of injuries, illness, surgery, anything to get that independence back.
Okay. So anything that you do in life that I would say that could be, well, like you say, occupation, work-related, but things that bring you enjoyment and satisfaction and fulfillment in life, being able to enjoy life a little more.
Exactly.
All right. So let's talk about you, Emily. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? How did you end up being an occupational therapist? Walk me through that.
Yes, good question. I actually graduated from Shenandoah, Iowa. So from this area, I went to Omaha at College of St. Mary and got my bachelor's and master's up there in OT. And I worked in pediatrics for several years in Omaha and absolutely loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I did some side work here in Clarinda while I was doing that, and I just fell in love with it here, too. I love all the people I work with here. I love all the patients that we get to see. It's a good variety being out here in this rural setting. So they finally convinced me to come work full-time over here, and I have absolutely loved it.
Okay. Well, it's a great area, Emily. It just truly is. I think we're blessed to be where we're at and getting to do what we do. So, so have you always had an interest in helping people, or why did you choose, taking care of people in healthcare? What was it that sparked that interest?
Absolutely. Yes. I actually started in college as a special education teacher which I absolutely love that area too. But talking with my family, they're like, you're way more active than that. You're going to struggle to just be in like a classroom setting. So you got to do something in the medical field, do something more on your feet, be running around. So that's exactly what I do here. I see people in the hospital, and then I'll run over to our outpatient clinic and see some of our pediatrics.
Mm-hmm.
So they keep me on my toes, and I absolutely love that back and forth. So
very cool. So who's it for? You've mentioned pediatrics. I can see, people, if maybe there's been a health issue, there's been a surgery, those sorts of things. But you've mentioned a wide range of people here that you can help. Who's it for? Who do you treat?
Yeah, we do have a wide range, especially again in this rural setting. We see everything. So we can see babies. We'll see babies to help them things with like any developmental delays, fine motor delays. We see them for feeding therapy, things like that. Very young, and then all the way through the spectrum. So anything like if a patient has had a stroke, any type of surgery, like post-op that surgery, any neurological conditions, upper extremity injuries, so things like a shoulder, a rotator cuff injury, any pain in the elbow or hands, We also have a program for like swelling conditions like lymphedema. So anything, honestly, we see so much.
Yeah.
So many things.
I want to touch on some of those. Like, mobility and strengthening, I guess I'm pretty simple, Emily. I'm thinking exercise and movement. What are you talking about there? What do you do?
Yeah, so some of them, it's kind of complex, but some of the treatments we focus on are like the fractures, tendon injuries, some joint pain. So really working on like the strengthening, coordination, that daily functioning. We even do things like splinting, anything to help them get back to what they want to, as pain-free as they can, as strong as they can, and as independent as they can.
What about neurological? What are you talking about when we're saying neurological rehabilitation? Would this be from maybe an accident, or would this be from a condition? What are you looking at there?
Yeah, there's so many different neurological things. Most commonly, I would say we see people after a stroke.
Okay.
When they come into the hospital, we have a really good rehab program in there that I work with. So we have some intensive therapy or transitional care, swing bed care that we call it, and we work on post-stroke, neurological conditions, things like that, to work on that coordination, movement, again, being independent in those daily tasks to perform.
How would I know that I need your services if I'm struggling, if I've had surgery or any of these incidents would be obviously something that I would want to say, I need to see an occupational therapist? Or does my primary care provider say, you need to go see an occupational therapist? How does that work?
Yes, either one. So we have a lot of referrals from your primary care doctor. They often will send a lot of referrals in. You can also reach out to us directly because we are happy to get that information to make sure insurance will cover it and that we can help support you. So give us a call directly or reach out to your primary care provider and they can definitely send us a referral.
Are we talking a month, 2 months, 6 months, a year? How long does the treatment go on for the therapy?
That really depends. Depends on the injury or what we're treating. Sometimes it's really quick. Sometimes we can get you in, we can solve the problem right away, and it's an easy solution. Sometimes if it's a more complex issue, something you've been dealing with chronically maybe, like chronic pain or something, sometimes it does take a little bit longer, especially with some of our more, like my pediatric patients that are more developmental delays. Sometimes those are a few years in order for us to catch up on those milestones and get you back out there. So it really depends on what we're seeing you for.
As an occupational therapist, and by the way, we are visiting with Emily Luke, who is an occupational therapist with Clarinda Regional Health Center. As an occupational therapist, are there areas of specialty, or do you just, in a rural setting like this, you just help everyone?
Yes, we definitely have some really skilled therapists, and we each focus on different areas. So it's really cool to see that. And we also are very collaborative. So we have a great team here that we can collaborate with as far as like the physical therapist, our physicians, the nursing team, our speech pathologist. We work really closely together. So some of our OTs, they really focus. We have one that focuses really well on lymphedema management.
Okay.
We have one that does driving rehab. So she works on evaluating that cognition, vision, reaction time, and that safety.
I visited with her.
Abby?
Yes. Yes. I did.
Abby's so good.
Yeah, I did, as a matter of fact. Okay. Yes. Sorry to interrupt.
You're okay.
But these are all different. What do you specialize in, Emily?
I definitely do more of the pediatrics and inpatient. So I see a lot of our neurological or just inpatient people that come into the hospital that might just come in for, you know, COPD, exacerbation, or some weakness. They've had a fall at home, and so they come into our hospital, and so sometimes the provider will send in a referral to us just for us to make sure they're safe going home.
Yeah.
So I will go in there, make sure they have all the equipment that they might need, or maybe they do need a few days of rehab to get them stronger in order to get them back home safe. So I do primarily that over here.
Okay. What about wheelchairs? Do you help people with wheelchairs?
Yes. Yep. We got a great OT that definitely specializes in that wheelchair. And we'll bring some vendors out that help assess that we'll ensure that they have a proper fit and function, that they'll be able to use those effectively going home.
All right. Emily Luke with me. So I want you to give me just a little bit of an, I just want to understand a little bit. When we're saying, okay, let's say that it's determined that I, you know, need your services, I'm going to go in. Do I have like a meeting with an assessment and you look at what I can do, what I can't do, and then develop a plan with actions to, and a course of action to get me where I need to go? Walk me through that process a little bit, Emily.
Yes. Yep. Definitely that first time, because I know it can be a little bit intimidating to come in and not have an idea what's happening. So, yep, when you first come in, that first visit's just your evaluation. We'll get to know you. We'll talk through any concerns you have, things that really matter to you. Like, what do you want to get back into? What are your goals for therapy? And really understanding that so we have a good picture. And then we'll help develop that plan of care with you. And so you have a clear picture of what we're going to work on. What does that look like in sessions? How often? Let's talk about how often you can come in. Things like that. So, yeah, it's, I know it can be intimidating, but we definitely try to put you at ease and show you that it's not scary.
I want to get back
really
to
on the same team.
I want to be, get back to being able to play pickleball and be competitive with Emily. That's what I want to be able to do. Can you help me with that? That would be that'd be monumental.
Right? I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for my first evaluation of pickleball.
All right.
Can't wait.
I like it. So what is it, Emily, that, well, number one, it is a really cool thing and a really blessing to be able to do all of the things that you, that we've just talked about this morning and discussed this morning close to home, to be able to take care of those things right here at home and not have to drive, you know, hours and hours to get therapy that's meaningful. And I think there's a lot of research that would indicate that it's probably more effective for, and there's a lot more support network in place when it's close to home. Your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. I think having these services here is monumental. It's amazing to be able to provide this high quality specialized care so close to home. And I think our patients can vouch for that. Like having someone here to keep it close to home, so they're able to come to appointments. They're not driving an hour to Omaha or somewhere else. I think it's just so special that we can provide this specialized care here and have such knowledgeable therapists here to provide that. So I think it helps keep our patients close as well, because we know many people in the community.
Sure.
So being able to see them and really have that close personal connection with them, I think helps a lot too. So yeah, it's amazing to keep it local.
If you had to say one thing, Emily, I'm going to put you on the spot. One thing that motivates you every morning to get up and go to work and say, this is what I'm going to do today, and this is why I do what I do. I'm an occupational therapist, and this is what really motivates me to do my job and do it well. What is that?
Oh, I would say, I know this kind of sounds cliche, but seeing the patient smile and be happy when they're able to accomplish something new. So whether it's post-stroke or one of my pediatrics, when they light up because they do something new or they're able to get that independence back and be independent, like you have no idea how much that means to them. When you lose something, you have no idea. So I would say that, like seeing them be so happy about it and feel so good about themselves is so rewarding.
Really there's a lot of personal satisfaction when you help people do that.
Exactly.
That's giving them part of their life back, Emily. That is so cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
So we've established that you like pickleball and you play pickleball. But when you're not taking care of people and helping them get those life skills back, what do you do for fun outside of work?
Oh,
what do you do?
Outside of that, I'm a mom. So that takes up all my time. I have four kiddos that keep me busy with sporting events and all their activities outside of school as well. That is where a lot of my time goes.
How old are your kids? Tell me about your kiddos.
I have a 15-year-old. He's a freshman in high school, a 7-year-old daughter, a 5-year-old in preschool that's going to kindergarten, and then a little baby that's 10 months old.
You are busy, Emily. You are busy.
It's a fun household, that's for sure.
But how awesome is that? Do you have a pickleball player in the house, or an aspiring pickleball player is the next thing?
Yeah, the oldest one has started to get into it because he knows he can get out of the house and come hang out with me. So,
all right, very good. Again, we are visiting, by the way, with Emily Luke, and Emily is an occupational therapist with Clarinda Regional Health Center. And you can see Emily. You know what? By the way, clarindahealth.com is a great website, and there's just a tremendous amount of information available for people there. to learn more about Clarinda Regional Health Center, all of the services that are offered there, and it's pretty remarkable. Anything else, Emily, that I have left out and that you want people to make sure that they take away from our conversation this morning?
I feel like we touched on all the services. I feel like if you ever have any questions, please reach out because we are happy to see if we can assist you. So whether you're like, oh, this is a weird thing, I don't want to call, I'm too nervous, or I think I'm the only one, I promise you, you're probably not. So give us a call.
Yeah.
We're happy to see how we can help you.
There you go, clarindahealth.com. Emily, make it a great day. It is a real pleasure to visit with you. And looking forward to getting to visit with you again real soon, maybe. So thank you much.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks, Emily. Again, Emily Luke with us from Clarinda Regional Health Center, occupational therapist, and just a real pleasure to visit with and to talk to. So clarindahealth.com. Check that out. Just a tremendous amount of information available there. 712-542-8224. Is a number to call if you want to call rather than hop online and check it out. That works as well. And thanks to Emily for her time, and very nice to visit with Emily this morning.
Let's see what's happening with the weather in Sunshine Country. This report brought to you by John.